Hello, my name is David Locke. I'm the minister at Banff and King Edward Parish Churches. It's a hard time, isn't it, for many people? To my mind, it's something akin to the Second World War when we face challenges, anxieties, and fears, but also hope that we can overcome together, helping one another in whatever way we can with the right spirit. Yes, I've heard many stories of selfishness at the supermarkets, but when I've been out and about, I've seen people being friendly, smiling, laughing, and positive. And there are so many stories of people wanting to care for others in new ways. There is hope. Many churches encourage people to light a candle at their house window last Sunday evening for a National Day of Prayer. Maybe you spotted one such candle or lit one yourself. My family lit one, but it seemed as if we were the only candle visible. Later, I found out many others in Banff had lit a candle, and of course, thousands more around the country. We're not alone and can all be little candles of light and hope. I heard a lovely story this week. The family of a very elderly lady who died this week had to go into her bank branch in Banff to sort some affairs, and the bank clerk asked how they were doing. They said they were coping but had no bread. Shortly after they returned home, they found a loaf of bread had been left at their door by the bank clerk, who they now call their guardian angel. The word angel means a messenger from God, and we can all, if we choose, be angels in these hard times. I say this because I believe in a God of love who will help us. Some people have asked me if this virus is something a wrathful God has inflicted on us for our sins, and I say a clear no. It's not God wrathfully punishing us, but it's something humanity has surely brought on itself, not taking the steps that we could have years ago to prevent it. On the contrary, I'm sure God will be with us to help us battle it the way he helped us in the Second World War. Jesus said, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, so believe in me. The Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I don't give you as the world gives. So don't let your hearts be troubled and don't be afraid." This he says in John's Gospel, chapter 14. Indeed, it's said that the Bible has the words, "Do not be afraid," some 365 times, once for each day of the year. Fear is something we all might have at times, but it's something that can be held at bay by trusting in God and opening up to his spirit to guide us. Churches have had to shut down their many activities caring for young and old, but are trying to see how we can be guided to still help people in our community. And like everybody, we're exploring how we can do things differently. Some old-fashioned things will still matter as much as ever, a smile or a wave at a distance, politeness in the supermarket. And some can be important once again, like posting letters or cards if that is safe, and especially using the phone. But we can all learn new ways to be in touch with our neighbours and friends and others. My own early mentor in faith was the first ever padre of the SAS in the Second World War. Fraser McCluskey went with his men behind enemy lines in occupied France, and when the Germans shot all the local priests, he ended up caring not just for troops, but for the French villagers, baptizing, marrying, burying them, or whatever. Years later, he was welcomed back to those villages as a hero. And yet all he carried was a cross, a Bible, a communion cup. We can all make a difference with what we have. and we can draw on the spirit of old from our forebearers of faith, who knew hard times and can shine out to us once again. I'm reminded of a UK chart-topping pop song, Boney M's River of Babylon, which remains one of the top 10 all-time best-selling singles in the UK. It's based on the biblical Psalm 137, a hymn describing how the people of God groaned and wept to God when they were in captivity in modern-day Iraq, then called Babylon. And the words of the song record the psalm. By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down and wept when we remembered Zion. They carried us away in captivity. How shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? We too may see ourselves now in a strange land of much hardship, so different to the safe and secure environment we knew. We too may feel like weeping and wondering, where is God? Maybe like the people of old in the Psalms, we need to let out our frustrations, our fears, our regrets in a safe way, and prayer to a loving God who cares and listens can help. Tell God what's really on your heart, maybe as you go out and about or sit down for a cup of tea. You'll see many churches have the banner, Try Praying Up Once Again, as an encouragement to us all that it's never too late to pray. Whatever your background, try praying. The Psalms are full of the cries of people of old, but they also typically are followed by an affirmation of hope and assurance. As having let out their hurts, they find God is faithful. In the very next psalm after Boney M's one, it says, I will praise you, Lord, with all my heart. You have strengthened me and emboldened me, and your love endures forever. God does strengthen us to face whatever lies ahead if we turn to him. That at least has been my experience, for his love endures forever. Boney M's psalm also shows us that singing can help as well as prayer. Singing the way the people of old were trying to do, the way Vera Lynn helped our nation in World War II. I heard a lovely story of a grandmother who daily has a phone call just now from her granddaughter, who plays the piano to her for 20 minutes over the phone each day. Maybe we can all use music and singing to help us through our troubles, even if it's in the bathroom or as we're out and about. Keep singing in your head and listening to music. Might be nursery songs from your childhood, or pop songs or hymns that you remember a line from. I remember in my previous parish, we phoned a lady in hospital dying from cancer. She asked one of the church folk to say a prayer. She didn't feel able to do so, but she read her favourite hymn. And for that lady in hospital, it was a lovely prayer. Singing and prayer can help. But I want to finish with the advice of another pop song we also recently put on the church Facebook, a song that was a number one pop hit in 1979. One Day at a Time by Lena Martell. One day at a time, sweet Jesus, that's all I'm asking from you. Just give me the strength to do every day what I have to do. Yesterday's gone, sweet Jesus, tomorrow may never be mine. Lord, help me today, show me the way, one day at a time. May I encourage you to take one day at a time just now and open up to God in prayer and song, and let his spirit and guidance and hope and strength and peace carry you and your neighbours through whatever lies ahead. May God bless you in whatever lies ahead, and may you be a blessing to others. Let's finish with a prayer for just now. Heavenly Father, we are perplexed and worried about what lies ahead. Help us keep going with trust and hope and grace. Forgive us our mistakes. Give us strength and help us cope. Help us be good neighbours even in the face of difficulty. We pray for our neighbours and for all around. We pray for everybody involved in bringing medical and practical care, especially our local GP practice and chemists, and all in the National Health Service. We pray for anybody who's struggling. Hear, O God, all the unspoken prayers of our hearts. We ask them through your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Remember Zion. when you walked among men. Well, Jesus, you know, if you're looking below, it's worse now than then. Cheating and stealing, violence and crime. So for my sake, teach me to take one day.